after a while, the rain and lightning and thunder stopped, and the wind did not blow so hard. Then Henry opened the door and looked out. All the children looked out into the woods. The sun was shining, but some water still fell from the trees. In front of the boxcar, a pretty little brook ran over the rocks with a waterfall in it. "What a beautiful place," said Violet. "Henry," cried Jessie, "let's live here."
"Live here?" asked Henry.
"Yes, why not?" said Jessie. "This boxcar is a fine little house. It is dry and warm in the rain."
"We could wash in the brook," said Violet.
"Please, Henry," begged Jessie. "We could have the nicest little home here. And we could find some dishes and make 4 beds and a table and maybe chairs."
"No," said Benny. "I don't want to live here, Jessie."
"Oh, dear, why not, Benny?" asked Jessie.
"I'm afraid the engine will come and take us away," answered Benny.
Henry and Jessie laughed. "Oh, no, Benny," said Henry. "The engine will never take this car away. It is an old, old car, and grass and bushes are growing all over the track."
"Then doesn't the engine use this track anymore?" asked Benny.
"No, indeed," said Henry. He was beginning to want to live in the boxcar, too.
"We'll stay here today, anyway."
"Then can I have my dinner here?" asked Benny.
"Yes, you shall have dinner now," said Henry.
So Jessie took out the last loaf of bread and cut it into 4 pieces. But it was very dry. Benny ate the bread, but soon he began to cry.
"I want some milk too, Jessie," he begged.
"He ought to have milk," said Henry. "I'll go to the next town and get some." But Henry did not want to start. He looked to see how much money he had. Then he stood thinking. At last he said, "I don't want to leave you girls alone."
"Oh," said Jessie, "we'll be all right, Henry. We'll have a surprise for you when you come back. You just wait and see."
"Goodbye, Henry," said Benny. So Henry walked off through the woods. When he had gone, Jessie said, "Now, children, what do you think we are going to do?
What do you think I saw over in the woods?
I saw some blueberries."
"Oh, oh," cried Benny. "I know what blueberries are. Can we have blueberries and milk, Jessie?"
"Yes," Jessie was beginning, but she suddenly stopped, for she heard a noise.
Crack, crack, crack.
Something was in the woods.